two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Let's lock in.
This is Unrivaled.
Yes! Yes!
The teams you live for. The sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keurig. Presented by G2G Bars. On 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome on in, everybody. It is Unrivaled. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thank you for being a part of the program. Thanks for hanging out. If you miss any part of the show or any part of anything all day long here on the station, download all the podcasts wherever you find podcasts. Download Unrivaled. Find our mugs on KSLSports.com, and you can listen to us there. Stream the station, etc. Boy, busy weekend of sports, and here we are to jam about it. Scott, welcome back, buddy. We missed you on Friday.
Oh, thank you. You had a show on Friday?
Yeah, it's funny when you do go out of town, you forget. You and Jeremy both.
I thought I did the show on Friday, but I didn't.
I actually thought the same thing. But Mitch filled in for you, and we had a grand old time.
Oh, thank you.
You did. I listened for a minute.
Oh, yes, Mitch was on.
When I was delayed at the airport, I listened for a while.
Hey, that was a minute longer than I listened.
Hey, when you're on vacation, don't. Like, I don't dip in at all. No. I mean, I love you guys.
I'm just more dedicated, I guess. That's all it means.
Jeremy's always dipping in, checking to see how the station's going. That's how much love he has for the program. Well, we've got a lot to get through. Not the least of which is, did I win the bracket officially? Did I win the bracket?
Give me
I don't know.
You have UConn.
Somebody.
Maybe.
UConn got in, but I have them losing to whomever. I don't have a champion. I don't have a final contender. If you have two... Here's what I figured out. If you have two of the final four, I owe you a kiss on the mouth because I don't know a soul who picked maybe more than UConn.
You are up by 20 points.
Yes.
Over PK and Jake.
Right, but who do they have in their finals?
I'll get there. Give me a second.
Okay, Jeremy's going to look it up because if I won this thing, then it's going to be double birds the rest of the week from me to everybody. All right? You're welcome.
Why? This was not on the rundown. We weren't supposed to talk about this.
Are you surprised by this, Scott?
Come on.
Am I surprised by it?
What? You guys can't have a conversation with each other while I'm standing here?
Yeah, I'm surprised by it. I'm shocked.
You're shocked that you
lost?
I'm
shocked and dismayed.
What place did you get, Jeremy? You're pretty close. You're getting there.
I was in fifth place. There are a couple of ties ahead of me.
Yeah, so, there's not.
It's like, I'm not last.
Hey.
I'm not last.
I think I won the bracket. Boy, when you talk about madness, it was nobody picked this Final Four. I'm almost disappointed.
Do you think anyone's going to actually watch?
That's the thing is I'm almost disappointed. Like, I think it's cool San Diego State got there, but I know a lot of folks who just have there's a natural hate for San Diego State around here.
Official announcement, you are the winner.
No, really?
Because PK had UConn, but as far as you, he's done. Jake has no Final Four teams. He got second place.
Wow. But see, I think that if there's somebody rolling up further back, and maybe they have somebody that they picked that might be in the final. Maybe they have FAU going to the Final Four. Who had FAU? Is that good for basketball when you have FAU and San Diego State and UConn and Miami going to the Final Four. Listen, Miami's a big program, but not in basketball necessarily. Is this their first Final Four? It's definitely not UConn's, but this is like the new iteration of UConn. San Diego State, this is their first Final Four. FAU, congratulations. I think everybody, they were the most shocked about all this. They were as shocked as anybody that they got to the Final Four. So good for them.
So out of all of our air quotes experts,
yes.
I say, UConn was the only team anybody picked for the Final Four.
Yeah.
You and PK, that's it.
Okay, so I win. So now my son asked me, what do you get? And I said, I think they're rolling out a parade around Broadcast House later this week.
I'll get on that.
Is there a gift card?
Employees are ineligible.
Well, I'm just saying, like, does our boss owe me something?
I don't know. I talked to Beth in the hallway. She was pretty high in her bracket, so talk to her and see.
Well, that's the kind of
thing. We're not experts. We're celebrity, like...
Pickers. Nose pickers.
So, like, I'm not going to claim to be an expert on college basketball. I don't watch it enough. I don't pay attention enough to it. I don't care enough to it.
We started off this whole bracket by saying, listen, we don't know what is going to go on with this, but we didn't imagine this.
No.
Your Furmans, your FDUs, your FAUs. I'm just telling you, I don't know if I should be really, really excited. Is this what the college football playoff is going to turn into in 30, 40 years? You're going to have FAU versus UTEP in one of the finals, and you go, I didn't imagine this.
What you're going to end up with is a G League, minor league basketball taking all the kids out of high school, whether it's Europe or the U.S., maybe it's a world-like minor league. And then the NCAA tournament is going to end up being like the NIT. It's going to be just kind of a, you know, second rate, you know.
Don't call it second rate.
And then, well,
UVU's in the semifinals. Let's go. Are they playing tomorrow?
Please.
They play tomorrow.
The NIT is not...
But the NIT used to be the national championship, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Now here we are.
Right, and that's my point. Mm. And the point is that this basketball talent is going to continue to get better and better, and the better players are going to go play professionally out of high school somewhere else and not in college.
All right. Well, this is...
Because it's the one-and-done thing. Right. Come on.
We'll get to it. We'll get to more of this. I want to start with this Jazz team. You have Jazz versus Suns tonight right here on the airwaves. You're going to get the call from David Locke and Ron Boone right here. And so let's kick off the show as we always do with the cut. And I feel like we know the direction that these last nine games are going to go for this Jazz team. So let's kick everything off right here. It's the cut right here at the top of the program.
There we go. The unquestioned. Undeniable. Unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
The program and the cut brought to you by G2G Bars, all natural ingredients, no preservatives. G2G Bar is perfect for anybody who needs a quick, tasty, and nutritious boost. Like half of our office now that they're all out of the refrigerator. So this is a call to you, G2G. We need more. Send more bars because everybody ate them over the last few days out of the fridge. Okay.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Also by Trajan Wealth, your local trusted financial fiduciary, 801-899-7600, or their website, TrajanWealth.com, TrajanWealth.com. Jazz have now lost three in a row. They're in the ninth spot for the lottery. That could be as good as they do, depending on how, because everybody now seems to have turned on. I want to congratulate the Jazz because this has been an amazing season. I think maybe the funniest thing that was ever said at a Jazz press conference was said by Will Hardy.
Toughness, sacrifice, yeah. And passion.
No, it wasn't that. Did you see what happened at the press conference after they lost?
I did not.
So they lose to the Bucks 144-116 on Friday.
They got their butts swept.
He sits down and there was a massive sigh. We got to find it. But he had a massive sigh and then he goes, Well, we almost had him. And everybody starts dying laughing. And he even starts, like Will Hardy, cracks a giant smile, puts his head in his hands, and just goes, yeah, we almost had him. I mean, I thought it was the best. I loved Will Hardy in that moment. I'm a fan of guys who are super self-aware, know exactly what's going on here. You could have had a coach come in there and go, and just given all the stupid, you know, platitudes the coaches give about, well, you know, I'm just proud of the heart of this team. You're not proud of the heart of losing 144 to 116. And it's not even about the Jazz necessarily as much as it was. The Bucks have hit a little bit of a stride, a lot of a stride. This is a team that
Well, you have Lauri Markkanen out. Come on.
Lauri Markkanen is out.
There comes a point when so many guys are out that you're out.
So it went along the lines of the things that I love from a Jazz basketball loss at this point of the year, which is now with Lauri out, you go, okay, I want to see who's going to step up, right? Friday night it was Fontecchio had 27, I think.
Yeah.
Walker Kessler on Saturday, they were in that thing going into the last 5 minutes against,
on the road,
against
on
Sacramento.
Back-to-back.
Yes. And Lauri or Will Walker Kessler. I'm like, geez, who are those people? Walker Kessler walks in there, 19 at the half. He ends with 31 and 14 or 31 and 12, something like that. Like, this guy is
a rookie
in front of our eyes becoming. I mean, could he have nights like that? When you have Lauri, who's your A number one, what's a legitimate number line you want to see from Walker Kessler going forward?
I don't know that it's a number line. All I know is what with Walker Kessler, what's fascinating about me with him in the future is everyone talks about his ability to move, his ability to catch the ball and do something with it after he has the ball. So he's Rudy Gobert was, you got to put the ball high and you got to put it on the rim. And Rudy Gobert would pull down rebounds. I mean, there's just some real fundamental things that Walker Kessler just innately so much better than where Rudy ever got to, ever. And so to me, it's what can that game evolve into? Everyone says defensive specialist, and I think we're so caught up here in Utah with a center that has to be a defensive specialist, but Walker Kessler has, it looks like, moves and ability to be very offensive as well. And how amazing is that? And maybe there's some range to his game, you know, where it's not right under the basket and there's just something. And I don't think you're going to see
right.
all of this with Walker Kessler in this first year. So to me, it's what do those moves turn into? What is that length? You know, what is that ability to catch the ball? What, you know, you've seen him shoot threes. I mean, he's, you know, you hate to go, yeah, go out on the perimeter and be that kind of guy. Cause I think his game's better suited more near the basket, but at least he has some range. But here's something that I found over the weekend. And I actually did some research. I did some homework.
Well, look at you.
Yeah. All of these teams in the West, from 7 down to the Portland Trailblazers, which I think are 13, you know what they all have? Nobody has a cupcake schedule the rest of the way.
Yeah.
None of these teams.
Nope.
I mean, Utah plays Oklahoma City and the Lakers. They play the Lakers twice. They don't play the Pelicans or the Timberwolves. Or the Mavericks, or the so, but these teams have hard schedules. All the teams left, so this thing could just fluctuate up and down. It's like everyone's trying to lose, but it's like everyone's trying to lose. You know, all, I mean, like literally, you know, it may look like this when it's all over, and none of them have any more wins than they have right now. So. The thing about the Jazz is I don't see how you can keep minusing players and keep, you know, expecting to pull rabbits out of your hat
I think what ends up happening is you just look at a game, you just look at the game by game kind of development, obviously, of some of these guys, but you look for moments like Walker Kessler had the other night, a career night for him. And, you know, I was looking at, I will say this, and this is, don't take this as me being, you know, pointing and laughing or being critical, except for that I watched the Timberwolves and Warriors game last night, and Rudy Gobert has still not found that place.
His spot. Yeah.
He has not found that place really in Minnesota.
He's a unique player.
He's averaging about the same type of numbers. He's like a 13 and or he's like a yeah, he's like a 13 and 12 and a half kind of guy. And Walker Kessler is a 9 and 9 and averages almost a full block more than Rudy does even. Now part of that is because people just don't go to the rim with Rudy there. I still think you have a lot of people trying out Walker Kessler going, yeah, but I could probably get him. You know, there's a lot of that where people go, yeah, no, I could get that guy. Instead, I think you have Walker kind of growing up in front of our eyes and us looking and saying, so what's the next iteration? We had the same thing happen this year of Lauri Markkanen, what's the next part of his game that he can develop to become even better and even bigger? And no one expected him to have that year. I think he probably thought, I could do this if I'm allowed to do it, and he's been allowed to do it. And so I think about those guys who they've already have packed up for the season because tonight's game versus the Phoenix Suns, questionable is Lauri Markkanen. Don't question him anymore. Just keep him out. Like, who wants to have the left hand, left wrist situation just continue? Jordan Clarkson's been ruled out. Rudy Gay has been ruled out. Colin Sexton.
Rudy Gay's out?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, man.
Settle down. Colin Sexton, of course, ruled out. So you're talking about those three guys, Lowry, JC, and Colin Sexton, when the team has all three of those guys, you have a feeling like they could just get anybody kind of on any given night because they have this this crazy kid, Kessler, underneath. You have these guys who come in and have been part of these rotations. I love to see how interesting. This offseason for the Jazz is going to be 500 times more interesting than it was last year. And that's with losing Donovan Mitchell, and that's with losing Rudy Gobert. I think the reason that last year was some insane movement, but it wasn't good movement. The stuff that happens in the offseason is going to feel like just a ray of hope. Everything in the offseason is going to go, what can Will Hardy do with that name now? And so every name that you're going to add to this Jazz roster in the offseason, every name you're going to add is going to feel exciting because you know what you're going to get coaching-wise. And so you don't have to go, I wonder what kind of coach Will Hardy's going to be. I wonder what kind of a teammate Walker Kessler's going to be. I wonder what kind of a scorer Lauri Markkanen is going to be. You don't have those questions now. You look and you go, all right, there's a certain expectation for these dudes going forward. And you should be so dang excited how the Jazz are going to be handling this year. Okay. I have no idea. What does it matter, a 10th pick in the lottery? What does it matter?
Well, I think it matters. I think what matters about picks isn't necessarily what it is. It's the probability. If you get a higher pick, the probability of getting a better player goes higher. Does it always happen? No. Do you pick the right pick? No. Do you get close to the right pick? Sometimes, to me, it feels like Danny Ainge is the kind of guy who just gets lucky. And maybe it's not that he just gets lucky. Maybe he really does his homework.
Yeah, I don't think you can get lucky that many times.
But there's going to come a point with all of this. You know, we sit here and we speculate about what this player looks like, what he's going to turn into, you know, what kind of coach is Will Hardy. I don't think we know any of it yet. And I don't think we know anything because this year there was no expectation. So it's kind of like when the backup quarterback comes into play. Man, that guy's good. You know, Brock Purdy, man, he's pretty good. but is he really? You know, and because you're talking about all these new guys coming in and they all kind of play good for a while, mm-hmm. and you have to believe if you're the Phoenix Suns, you go, okay, I know how to guard Jordan Clarkson. We have a book on him. We know how to, you know, Colin Sexton, Lauri Markkanen. We know how we're going to handle those players. All these new guys coming in, it's like. I don't even know who he is. I don't know what kind of game he has. And so you kind of just play it straight up. You know, you don't. And I think that's part of, you know, and I'm not knocking some of these players, but to be really good in the NBA, it takes more than a, you know, 5 minutes and it takes more than five games and it takes season after season. And that includes Lauri Markkanen. You know, what does Lauri Markkanen turn into in a year? And is Walker Kessler go, yeah, you know, gosh, I'm pretty darn good, and he doesn't put the work in.
I'm pretty darn good.
Does there become an expectation with this team and with a Lauri Markkanen and with a, you know, this is fun and we're all in the honeymoon period right now and we're all in this is exciting speculation about the future, But when the future gets here, is this team going to meet up to those expectations, or was this, or were we blinded by the fact that the Jazz are still way out of the playoffs? Like, they're not a very good team, like, as far as their record speaks.
Ah, sure.
So they've got some a ways to go. We like what we're seeing. We like the potential of it, but at what point are we really going to go, okay, now you better start winning some games. You better start winning in the playoffs. And I just wonder when that's going to happen. And I wonder if, you know, because think of the Jazz a few years ago. They had the best record in the NBA. And then that next year, everyone, the expectation was so high. Like, they just said, okay, we're running it back. We're not trading anyone. We're not going to get rid of anybody. We're going to just go with this team. And it was abysmal. It was terrible. And so what you know, I just hope the Jazz don't get caught up in that, hey, this was an amazing year. This is not an amazing year. It's been fascinating. It's been interesting. It's been fun to watch. But it's not a great year. Great years are when you win championships.
Gosh, quit and, bringing us back down well, to no, earth but with because, this team, man. I got to no, I want to stay I'm in not, the clouds br- a little bit.
I'm not bringing it down to earth. I'm just saying, like, I don't disagree with what you said about this offseason. But when they bring in a guy, like, next year, let's say they go out and they sign someone in free agency, or let's say they go out and they draft someone, they better be as good as Ochai Agbaji was his rookie year. They better be as good as Walker Kessler. That's what the we're setting ourselves up for a lot of expectations. And Lauri Markkanen's game better get better next year, or else we're going to be like, well,
can it just stay at this same level of almost scoring 30 points a game?
No,
what's wrong with that?
Well, yes, you're absolutely right. If he stays at this level, amazing. I don't think he's a guy that's not going to do that.
I don't see him falling off. I mean, but he has a thing that he's doing now.
But we didn't think the Jazz were going to fall off the year after they had the best record in the NBA. We didn't think Donovan Mitchell was going to stop playing defense.
Simone Fontecchio also out tonight's game.
Oh, man.
Turf toe. That's what it says.
Turf toe's a thing.
I know.
Make fun of turf toe.
Can't you call it court toe? Hardwood toe. No, Jeremy, no. Let's try again. Let's workshop this thing.
Okay, turf is like a description of like...
No, I get it. Field. I've had it.
So let's call it wood. Wood toe.
Listen.
He got wood toe.
It's a Goldfinger wood toe.
He got a splinter. Splinter in his... In between his...
I got you.
Toenail and his...
Oof. Yeah. That is like a poor man's 007 wood toe.
Wood toe. You know, I'll tell you what is the worst thing in the world to get with your toe. Well, turf toe is.
Turf toe is bad. Turf toe is bent.
Hangnails are really bad.
Yeah.
And when you like actually go hiking and you have too long of toenails, and then you like basically rip your big toe toenail out of the toe bed.
I've had the turf toe, and the turf toe is your toe bending a direction it should not go, and it's bad. It's like jamming your finger, but it's jamming your big toe.
Literally, your big toe is one of the absolute most important
toes.
Physical feature. No, because think all of your movement starts with you touching the ground, and that without that big toe, you ain't going anywhere. You ain't doing anything in sports.
Scott, one of the biggest signings over the weekend, of course, was Zava, who signed with AFC Richmond, which you and I are following very closely.
Wow. I know. Zava.
Zava.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is this character?
Dude, Zava, man.
It's not spoilers. I'm not. Listen,
the only one not happy about it.
It's not a spoiler because it's just a character you've never even heard of.
Jamie Tartt's not mad. He's not happy about it.
I just want to. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Jamie Tartt.
Yeah, he's it's difficult. Well, we'll have more of that. We'll roll that out. But Simone Fontecchio out, Colin Sexton out, Rudy Gay out, Jordan Clarkson out, Lauri Markkanen game time decision. Ooh, that's a good one for we don't have our What Are the Odds this week, so we'll do today. We have our weekend warriors, but maybe we'll sneak that in and see.
I hope Simone Fontecchio stays with the Jazz.
Me too.
You know why? He's
you
got
just
a
like
name.
Saying the name. Yeah,
he has a name. Yeah. Simone Fontecchio.
Fontecchio. Ooh, I had a side of Fontecchio this weekend.
Tony Agnone.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a break. We'll come back when we do. Let's chat a little bit about some of these brackets. And is this really...
Can we not?
Is it awesome that this is the Final Four, or is it like a massive letdown that you're, you know, your ones, twos, and threes are all out? I don't know what the, like, historically where this is. I want to see if there's ever been a 1, 2, and 3 never in the Final Four. We're going to find that out. We'll come back. We've got more to go here on the program. Welcome to your Monday. Thanks for being with us. It is Unrivaled, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.